Blog Talk Radio.
Harry B, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning, and thank you again, wonderful grandson, for that warm and wonderful introduction. And hey, people, you're tuning into Home-Based Business 101, your number one home-based business show here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, we want to thank the 19,661 listeners who have tuned in to a show here on Home-Based Business 101. Again, hey, this is listener-supported radio, and 19,661 people took time out of their day to tune into one of our shows here on this network. We want to also thank the 30,136 people who have taken a look at our profile out of curiosity and being, you know, hey, curious about what it is that we share over these airwaves. And I thank you for stopping by and visiting our site to see what Home-Based Business 101 is all about. Hey, we had an exciting week this week. You know, we did our Sunday call, and then last night we had our Thursday night Join the Free Revolution call, and, you know, that program went over real good. And, you know, today is Friday, and on Friday, you know, we have the Jasari's Love Show. And without any further ado, I'm going to bring up the host of the Jasari's Love Show, Mama Jahi, and let her share with you what she has on tap for today in terms of her show, the Jasari's Love Show. Good morning, Mama Jahi. How you doing?
Jumbo, a Supi and Hallie and Jama.
Oh, see Jumbo, Asante Sana, Supi and Hallie and Jama. People, that means hello, hello back to you. Good morning, and good morning also back to you. And so without any further ado, I'm going to turn this show over to Mama Jahi and let her take it away and share with you what she wants to share with you this morning.
Good morning, listening audience. Again, I am so excited to be here with you. I thank my wonderful husband for bringing me on and my sweet and wonderful grandson who is 9 years old now, and I appreciate him and the things that he do to bring us on this show. I thank you, the listening audience, for taking the time out to listen to the show and be supportive of our program. Today I'm going to talk about something that I know a lot of ladies will find near and dear. When you wake up one morning or you're sitting around one afternoon or one evening and you look and you think to yourself, those of us that are business owners, you think to yourself, where are my friends? Wow. Yeah, where are my friends? Or where is some of the people in my family? Now, some people might say, wow, that's kind of heavy. You know, where are you going with this? Well, you know, when we really think about it, when we're really concentrating on doing something that is meaningful and worthwhile, it could be as simple as trying to get a few ladies together to do some exercising. Ladies, you know how this starts off. You get about 10 women, you know, and your friends that you've known for a while, or a couple of women from the neighborhood, maybe a couple of ladies off the job, and they'll say, yeah, I'm going to get with you. Oh, girl, I got to lose some of these pounds. I'm going to get with you, and I'm going to exercise. And the first day, you know, out of the 10, you know, you start off maybe with 6. Then maybe the next time you pick up the other 4 or 5 that said they were going to do it. And you know what happens the next time? It rains, so, you know, everybody misses out. The next time you look, you know it's 4 or 5 of you. And then you hold steady for a while with just maybe 3. The next thing you know, you get down to maybe 2. And the next thing you know, the weather changes again, and you start back up again, and it's back to 1. And that's how it goes. It usually goes that way when you're trying to get some people together to do something positive, like your exercise, going walking. Have you ever noticed why it's never a problem when it's time to go eat? There's never a problem to get a group of women together to go eat, and usually it's never a problem to go get a group of women to go shopping. So these are pretty interesting things that I've kind of noticed during the years. You look up and you wonder, for those of us who are in serious business for ourselves, where are my friends? Where have they gone? As some of you may know, you know, I am the CEO and founder of Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company. I'm the artistic director of that company. And through the years, because I had this company in my home, this was our nonprofit, and we eventually moved to a larger space, my husband and I, once him and I got married, we expanded this company and became a nonprofit. Of course, in that particular industry, because it's performing arts and you're working with children, and children means you're working with families, you have a tendency of galvanizing support of family and friends. And because my particular thing was such a sweet and dear thing, family was there for me. Of course, my mom and dad were always there for me from the very beginning, and then aunts and uncles, and I loved their support. And most of my older cousins, my cousins Gwen and Shirley and all of them, my cousin Duke, they would be there supporting the programs and things that we did. And, of course, in that industry, you know, if you, those of us who are in any industry, you study, you learn, you go and you see what other people do, you read books, you go to your business library, and you research, how do I keep that support? And they actually have books out on maintaining support of friends and family, parental support. Parents can be involved with passing out flyers, helping with transportation, helping the children in the dressing room when they're changing for costumes, just letting people know that you have a business. That's very, very important. And also having special activities, those of us who are in performing arts, so long as those children are performing, you keep inviting those parents, those aunts and uncles, and you have luncheons and get-togethers and parties and things of that nature. That really, really, really helps to galvanize the support for anything that you're doing in that area. But for those of us who begin to take it a little deeper and get a little more involved in what we're doing, and it gets to an even more serious level. For example, if you get a topic, one time we had a topic called Black Butterfly, Don't Do Drugs. When you get into those things and you find yourself having to spend more time in rehearsal, then things begin to change. Because, see, the reality is we were running our dance and theater group from September, every Saturday, from September all the way until through June. And most of you who are in that industry, you know, you have your recitals and things in June. Well, in that particular industry, we had that on Saturdays, and we had children really around us 24/7, even during the week, because we had, as some of you know, a before-school program and an after-school program. And it was very intense. And then we had our building open sometimes until 10 o'clock at night. So in at the Emerson Village, Rajnar Heights area, we had a lot of activity going on. And you can't be open and then be closed. I'll say that again. You can't be open and then be closed. So I will tell you, on Saturdays from September all the way through to June, I missed some events that my family may have had or my friends because I cannot go to everybody's wedding. You can't be open and be closed. Now, if you have a big staff, a good staff, and a lot of us know we have a small business, we don't have that. You know, you may not have enough people trained to teach the ballet the way you needed to be trained to make sure they greet your guests, they greet your customers who are very dear to you, and your clients, and to be able to make sure that they get what they need. Because when you're working with children, things have to be done a specific way, and people have to have different standards and criteria to make sure that that's very, very successful. However, we will close, that business will close on Saturdays from June all the way up until the end of August because we ran a summer camp, which meant we were busy Monday through Friday. Now, what does that mean? If I have a friend that wants to call me, you know, just to chit-chat, I can't do that. I can't do that when I'm working with my children. But I had Saturdays and Sundays free. Well, we always had Sundays free, but Saturdays in the summer, I could go to any wedding, any event, any cookout, and I went. I made it every effort, my husband and I, to go to as many things as we could during the summer months so that we could bond and keep those relationships going with friends and family. But sometimes, for those of us who really reflect back, sometimes that's not always good enough because we have to remember that friends are friends. They may be people you have grown up with. You may have known them since kindergarten. You may have become friends in high school or your first job. The thing of it is that you don't have all the same interests. You're not always interested in the exact same thing, that thing that drives you in your business life. Also, they may not be as driven as you are. Some of you may have worked regular jobs with these people, and you may have found yourself going after promotion, after promotion, after promotion, after promotion. When I look back on my life, I spent very little time between the years of the first time I started at the Social Security Administration up to my grade 8. It didn't take me 8 years to become a grade 8. It took me like 4 or 5 years because I was going after promotion after promotion. It was there. It was there for me to get. So I went on and took the test, and I went on to apply myself. And you're going to learn that in life, that as you look back and observe, everyone is not as driven as you are. They don't have the same interests. And sometimes they just really don't understand you. They're going to look at you and say, what in the world? Come on, girl. You don't want to go out Friday night? You don't want to stop for after hours? You don't want to go hang somewhere with us? And you have to realize that if you're really serious about what you have to do, the time that you have to put into the things that you have to do, you're not going to have time for that. I'm not just talking about just hanging out like a teenager. I'm talking about decent people who are nice, well-meaning people. They just want to go, maybe go out and have lunch and just sit around. But you may not have the time at that specific time. Because those of us who are real serious about our business, and I'm going to switch over to the network marketing side of it, I can't just sit out. For example, if I am at a restaurant, you know, those of us who are network marketers, we're looking around to see who we're going to be able to talk to besides the person that we came with. Now, they have to be able to understand that. And those of you who are network marketers, you know that your friends look at you like you're crazy. And eventually, if they're not strong enough and then they're not as supportive and if they don't understand, they're not going to want to really continue to go out to lunch with you because they see that you're preoccupied with your business, especially if they want to have lunch with you at the times that are the times that you're really going to try to be taking care of business. Because those of us who are network marketers, we know that we're very comfortable taking care of that type of business right before, after, and during a luncheon or we're stopping to get gas. We're always meeting new people. So you look up and you ask yourself, where did my friends go? Where did my family go? And let's be honest, you know, there is a little bit of envy, a little bit of jealousy. And I don't think that it's deliberate. I just think it's some insecurities that come out of people. They don't even realize that they have those ways. They don't have a clue that when you go to talk to someone else and it irritates them a little bit, that there is a few minutes of insecurity or jealousy. Because really, if they were a secure person, they could take a moment and look over some notes or something that they're doing. They could pull out a book, or maybe they could take a moment to go meet someone new. For those few seconds or minutes that we take to introduce ourselves to new people when we're out and about, which is a great way to expand yourself and to expand your horizon. But keep in mind, again, everybody has different interests. People have different things in common. And sometimes it's just a time to expand or to put yourself in a little distance yourself sometimes from people who are not going to be able to help you to stay on point for the things that you have to do in life. At the same time, you may find yourself making friendships with other women who are in different businesses. Like I have a friend named Ruth. We're in totally different businesses, but she's able to be supportive, and we want to be supportive of her. I want to be supportive of her. And to critique each other. A young lady named Ebony out of Raleigh, she's an artist. She actually does face painting, and I'll be telling you more about her, hopefully bringing her on the show. We have something in common that we're performing artists, but she's out of my network marketing business, but she is very encouraging. She came over to Rocky Mount to encourage me at a fair that I was doing. I have my sister Kadibi up in Maryland, the Sankofa dancer, the founder of Sankofa, and we have been corresponding. I've always taken my dancer to go see her performances, and I've, you know, just been very encouraged by her. And so these different sisters, you know, we begin to realize that we can be encouraging of each other. You also can get allies in the industry that you're in. For example, my upline, Nkechi Tahafa and Dakari, that's her husband. Nkechi and her mother work together in the Zamzu business. And I find that to be quite encouraging. So here we have an example of mother and daughter working together, as well as her husband, Dakari. And, that, you know, you find a way to organize your lifestyle and organize your home life so that each person has their part, everybody feels empowered, and everybody is helping each other. My mother-in-law, Elaine Dickerson, is in this business, Zamzu. and we have a fantastic relationship. I have the opportunity to be able to encourage her as she works this business, and as she, at the retirement age, is realizing so many new things about herself and what she can do in this business, and she's real interested in building her team. So, you know, what happens is you can take something that may appear when you wake up that day and you say, where are my friends? What's going on? It can be a negative, and you turn it into a positive. You turn it into a positive. With my friends through the years, even when I saw there were times when they were waning in their support of me or their ability to come out to something that I was doing, I would always find a time once a year or once every 18 months to invite them to a luncheon to thank them for the support that they had given me through the years. And that would be a way of course, rebonding and sharing with them the new things that you're doing. So that's a good way to do that. Always re-invite, have something special. For like my godmothers and aunts and everyone, we would actually give out certificates of support. Because, see, you have to know and recognize support. And that's one other thing that will help you with your friendships. You know, your friend may have brought one or two more people to your program or performance, or may have had one or two people buy something from you. You have to look back and remember that and to give them thank you cards and public recognition by giving them certificates and awards. Recently, Movements Unlimited did a project with the census, and we made sure that every single organization that participated with us received plaques from the Census Bureau, which is major. Also, you may also want to get recognition from your city council people, your delegates, even the mayor of your city. That is so important because, see, the mayors of cities and delegates, people like that, they like to recognize family and friends that are supportive of each other. My godmother's smiling from ear to ear, and she's still supportive of me, and I know, I hope she don't mind me saying it, but I'm quite sure she's in her early 80s along with my mother. And it makes these people, you know, want to support you even more. If it's no more than making a few phone calls to tell somebody to bring their grandchildren or children to be supportive of what you are doing. So long as what you're doing is positive, and so long as what you're doing is going to be helping the community, it is very, very, very important. Other areas of recognition, as I recall, are people who loan you space to do the things that you're doing. I'll never forget John Taylor in Maryland, Columbia, Maryland. Kinderman, who at one point allowed me to use his home for rehearsal space because the space that I had didn't have any mirrors. And I needed a large space for Movements Unlimited to work on a project that we had. And I remember that he let me do that, and I will never forget that. That was very, very major. And Travis Winky in modeling in the Maryland area, another person, you know, to look back and thank for some help and support that he's done for people that have been involved in the things that I've done. So don't forget the thank yous, because you're going to get those friendships and keep them when you can say a simple thing called thank you and acknowledgments on your programs, written thank yous, again, the plaques, calling people forward in a meeting and thanking them, edifying them on the telephone, thanking people for the things that they have done, for the achievements that they have made and the support that they have given you. So, to the ladies out there, when you wake up and you're saying to yourself, where are my friends? Where's my support? What have I done? Why am I alone? It may just be at that particular moment that it was time for you to be alone because it's something that you're working on. Strategically, you had to separate yourself from everything to concentrate on what you're doing. That's fine. But again, just pull it all together again and go down your Rolodex and your book that you use to keep everybody's name, address, and phone numbers and stuff in it and get back into the game by sending them those thank you cards, taking the time to make those phone calls, let them know that they're still important in your life. And they may not, again, mean you any harm. It just may mean that their life has taken them on a different path. And at that time, they just weren't able to be supportive. They were not able to understand how to support you, or they just didn't understand, you know, what to do to help you. Or it may just be, again, you know, a little bit of envy, a teeny bit of jealousy of you being able to be such a self-sufficient person. You may appear to be so self-sufficient, and so, you know, your esteem is pretty high. You're feeling real good about yourself, not being show-offy or anything like that. It's just that you have a certain amount of confidence, And sometimes your confidence can be puzzling to other people who may not possess the same type of confidence. And one way, again, to help boost this other people's confidence is to simply compliment them, and as much as you can, include them in something that you're doing by simply inviting them out to something or thanking them. So I hope that this has been helpful to you. And I hope that, you know, as you look back and reflect on, you know, what it is that you want to do and the status of where you are within your friends and your family, just keep those things in mind that if you have any problems in that area, it does not have to be a negative. Put a smile on your face, make that phone call, and just keep in mind especially all of our baby boomers and some of our seniors, they love to hear from you. They know you're busy. But this fact that you took a moment to call your godmother or your mother's best friend or the lady down the street, just a moment out of your life, you can do that. As busy as you are, you still have time to do that. Making new friends, broaden our circle. One last thing, reading the stories of other people, like I just got to reading a little bit about Oprah, Olympic champion. Believe it or not, I was just reading about Katharina Witt. looking at Venus Serena. I love the Olympic champions, though, their stories, because, you know, quite a lot of times those people who are in the physical, as far as the athletes, they spend a lot of time in training. And there's no way in the world, let's be for real, you're not going to be out on the ice 8 hours a day and during that 8 hours take out a moment to be playing around. You're not playing around on that ice because you can't afford to get injured. And so, therefore, people have to be focused. If you're a skier, and I'm sorry, I cannot remember the skier's name. She wrote a book in which in her book she has a thing called Laser Focus. And I cannot think of her name right now, but she is an African-American skier, and she has had lost a leg, a limb at one time. And I just want to say, you know, reading her book, you know, she talked about having laser focus. You cannot imagine her coming down the ski slopes and being unfocused. She can't be unfocused. So, you know, she had to think about everything she has to do to come down those ski slopes, and as she lands at the bottom, once she reaches the bottom, she can take that deep breath, and then she can go pull out that cell phone and make sure that she hasn't left out any family and friends who have supported her.
We have a call on the line, Mama Jahi. I'm going to take the call and see if they have a question or comment.
Oh, be glad to take a call.
469. You're on Jatari's Love Show. You have a question?
Good morning. Good morning, Jumbo.
Hey, Jumbo.
Bradford, how are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm loving this show today about family and friends. You know, I just want to emphasize, want to reiterate your point of being there. And I was on my team call this morning talking about this same thing. It's just, there are no accidents. My daughter called me and asked me, she's 33. She called, Mom, can you go to the dentist with me? I said, sure, just come by and pick me up. But, you know, that little request just reminded me how much I love what I do and how thankful I am that I have the freedom to take the call from family or friends when they call me or to make the call. You know, and just like you said, give praise to God, give praise to whoever you serve for being in this business, because I can remember the days as a single parent when my life was just like 24 hours on go, and now I'm so grateful for the time freedom that I have and for people like you and Baba Jahi. Sister Cynthia, that are helping people understand and recognize that they can do this too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll just share one more thing with you. I kind of tuned in late, but I got into the part where you're saying send thank yous and give praise. Every day I set aside an hour to call my customers, and I call that my customer hour, and then I set aside an hour to call my team. I'm not calling to get orders. I'm not calling to say, you need to get on the ball and do more volume. I'm calling just to say I care and how much I love you. And we're not, you know, we're not talking about business a lot of times. We're talking about them, what's going on in your life. And we're just sharing. And we need to do more of that. So a lot of times you and we call each other, Baba Jahi and I and you, we get on the phone. You're probably on two different phones. But, you know, it's just that human touch. Now that we have a computer, I tell everybody, the higher the tech, the higher the touch. We need to get back to basics and just keep reaching out and touching everyone. So thank you all for letting me share this morning. I'm just enjoying this show. Thank you.
Stay there just for a second if you can, Ruth, because I'd like for you to reiterate that last part you just said. That was just awesome. What you just said is that you actually set aside an hour,
yes,
and that is so special just to have a conversation, just to thank them, and just having the time to do it.
Yes.
I mean, this is almost a training class that you almost are going to have to do. You know that, right? If you haven't already done it. Because I think that so many people, even in network marketing, you know, like you said, everybody's pushing for those numbers because they want to get to the next level, which is natural because you never know what's going on next. And you people forget.
Right. Right. And, you know, the thing about it is when you care, people are not going to care how much you know. We can learn the facts, the statistics. We can go and learn the our distributor kit from front to back. We're just walking around being a fact machine. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
So we're
studying a book now, Pushing Up People by Art Williams. And I got this book originally. It was suggested to me by your husband.
And I
ordered it from Amazon the other day. I can't wait for it to get here. But you all are pushers of people, pushing up their faith, pushing up their confidence. And you all have love overflowing. I love the name of this show, by the way. So it's natural for you all to do that. And, you know, we just have to trust our Creator and just open up your heart for an hour with your customers. Open up your heart for an hour with your team and just let that, you know, touch them and let them touch you, because I guarantee you, you'll get more out of it than they do. But that's what I incorporated about 6 months ago into my business, and the difference in our team is just phenomenal. And that's why I say the higher the tech, the computers and all the texting and the smartphones, the higher the touch. You can't get away from that heart to heart.
That is so true. That is so true. And you know what's so interesting, Ruth, is when I'll stop at a dollar store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get those little cards, those psyche cards.
Mm-hmm.
They even have little pop-out ones. And I have remembered one day I gave a card to a janitor at a building that I had to teach a class, and this was in Maryland.
Yes.
And I gave him this thank you card because, first of all, he had to be there extremely early to get everything set and get that building warmed up. And if you could see the humongous tables this gentleman had to move pretty much by himself just to clear the space for me to teach dance, you know, it just made me say, oh, my God, thank you for this person.
Yes.
And he could have looked at that job and had, you know, a really negative attitude, because that was one of the biggest, those big oval, you know, those tables that they have for those big meetings.
Board
conferences
conference
and things
room.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's out of a conference room. Thank you. And he cleared that space for me to teach dance to about 10 little children.
Oh, my God.
And this was the space that they had given me, and he was expected to clear it. And the night before, I believe, is when they had those conferences. So they didn't give him much time. And I, you know, stopped and got this card for him. And it was another gentleman there, too, who had some work to do that was just a lot of work to do to prepare the building for these classes. And they both looked at me. Their mouths were hanging open. You know, I did it because, like you just got to saying, out of my heart, it was really, really thank you. Because as a dancer, we need to have the space cleared. We're barefoot. We could step on something and get injured and all of that. And so, you know, just being appreciative. And even in Maryland, there was a gentleman. It was his responsibility to open, close. And I'll never forget, during the weekday, he had cleaned all the restrooms. And this is inside of a school, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I still had this dance group that was not going to finish up till like 8 o'clock at night. And so he came to me and he said, Mr. Jahi, could you, I've cleaned the restrooms up. He said, I know the children are going to have to use them. which is different from some people who may say you will not be able to use them because I've cleaned the restroom up. He says, no, I know that they'll need to use them because they're going to be here another couple of hours. But could you just check for me, you know, to make sure that they're, you know, fine, before you leave?
Yes.
And we thanked him. Same with Mr. Lydecker. I'll never forget Mr. Lydecker. And this is back in, like, the 1990s, way back then. And I told him, you know, but it was my responsibility to pull the children together and tell them, you know, what he had done for us. And could they, you know, make sure they took care of that restroom? And then my responsibility to go back in with a couple of them to make sure that it was done. But that made it possible so that whenever we needed to use that building, because the principal of the school made it clear to me that it was the maintenance crew that really gave other people, he or she who was the principal, went to the maintenance crew to ask them,
mm-hmm.
You know, are you willing to stay open? Are you willing to have people in the building while you're cleaning? People don't understand this.
Yes.
You know, we have these meetings going on, whether it's network marketing, whatever, right? You know.
Yes.
And
yes.
If we're in other people's buildings holding something, we don't realize there's another staff of people who are, you know, trying to keep this building clean.
Exactly.
To go back and clean it, or keep it clean, flush the toilets.
Right.
You know, and just say thank you so much.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you, for those 10 years that we were in that area, whether we needed to be open early, whether we stayed open late, whether we had a Saturday performance, Mr. Lydecker and his staff was there for us.
Wow. Well, you
but
know,
it was
that,
mutual.
That tells you also that people are put into your path for a reason. There
yes.
are no accidents, and you never know. You might be passing the next person who you can change their life or they can change yours. So that person helped change your life, and then you touched a lot of your dancers' lives. The ripple effect is what we're talking about here, of calling someone, of reaching out to someone. It just doesn't stop with that person. You're talking about something that happened so many years ago, and praising that person still. So you know when you do something for someone, or for someone does something for you, that's the eternal gratefulness, and we're given that gift, or we receive that gift in order to hand it off to someone else and to keep it going on. So wow, I love hearing that story. And
Thank you. And
another thing, I'm going to confess, I have a basket of thank you cards that I keep buying and don't send out. So
But you know they'll get out. You know they're going
yeah,
to get
now,
out. You know.
Yeah. Now uh-huh. this is the reinforcement. You know the word. Mm-hmm. The word comes to you in different forms and different people for a reason. It was meant for me to hear this message today. So thank you. I want to thank you for that.
Well, I have learned something too, because although I get myself, you should see what I go through to get them out, right? So now that I can see that, I can reorganize my schedule so that I can do that at that hour.
Yes.
Of just talking and just relax a little bit and just enjoy my friendships that I've had through the years.
So what you're saying is, like, and this is a dilemma I have. Once I've contacted those people, I run out of people to contact. So I can go and do and write them something now. That's another form. So you can do the telephone call. You can also send them a card. So that's more than one method of contacting. Thank you, sister.
Sure. Definitely.
What y'all saying is so important, because I mean I've had people who, I have a cousin who calls me and he'll send me a note here and there, and he'll tell me, I don't want an email from you.
Mm.
He says, you know, if you write me, then I know you took time to think about me. He says, because he says it's so easy to send emails, and
mm-hmm.
it's like he said, he was talking to his daughter. You know, which is my niece, and he said his daughter, you know, she needed something, and she sent him an email. He said, what's this? You know, he says, I'm your father, you know. Call me on the phone. Send me a letter. Let me see your handwriting. I want to, you know, he said, because he gets so many emails. He said if there's something special I want to share with him, he says, don't send it to him in an email, because he said just, you know, for him, because he gets so many emails that he don't see it the same way. But he said, if he knows, if he gets a letter from me or a card, then he know I took time, even though it takes time to do an email, but he said it's a special kind of time when you put together a card or a letter and send to somebody, especially in these days of you know, it's so easy and quick to send
right.
an email. And I have to do now, when I do also send emails, though, I have to go back before I click send and reread them, because, you know, you get to typing and you end up with typos and other stuff. And, you know, you catch it after you send it, and the person that gets it said, yeah, okay, well, you know, you just sent me something. You send it so quick, fast, and hurry. You didn't even proofread what you sent me.
Right. Yep, yeah. That happens. And that's the impersonal touch.
Right.
So what you all are imparting and sharing with us on this call is, you know, how to be authentic, how to be real, and just get back to you. You know, this is the way we used to communicate before the computer. People built network marketing downlines without computers. And sometimes our teams think that if we don't have a computer, I can't do it. Well,
right.
What did they do back in, you know, when Amway was really big? We went
right.
back to face-to-face, and last night I had a home meeting for the first time in my area. So we're getting back to basics. The kids are back to school. They're being taught the basics. Sometimes we need to just sit back and say, let me just focus on the basics. And that's what you all do on this show so well. The number one home business show in the world to me, Home-Based Business 101. You have kept me focused on the basics. So thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for having changed my life. Thank you for having changed my business. And as I said, the ripple effects of what you all are doing right now are going to be eternal. So just keep on doing what you're doing. I love you both.
Thank you so much. And the feeling is definitely mutual, Ruth, definitely mutual. Just I think a lot of people don't understand that it's so important that we correspond with our sisters in the industry, our sisters and brothers in the industry, to support each other and elevate each other and to learn. Because I wrote down. See, I was taking notes on what you were saying, Ruth, to help me.
Well, and this call is recorded, so I'm going to go back and listen to all your notes. That's what I do.
Thank you so much. Because, again, it's just so important. And this is how we make those new lifetime friends. Just by being able to do that. About 2 years ago, I had taken a job over at a school over in Wilson, North Carolina. And as soon as I got there, I felt as though the young lady who was the in charge of the school, actually the founder of the school, I felt an automatic connection. And what I believe happened to me during that course of that year, the Creator sent me there, because it was a performing arts school, actually. It's an African-American charter school, but it's actually it has a huge component that is performing arts. So naturally, I gravitated to that school. And, of course, I was also wondering to myself, why in the world, how did I end up over here?
Bye.
But it was the Creator sending me there. And then in the midst of being there, I said, you know what, Cynthia? What you need to do while you're here, because you don't really know why you're here in the capacity that you're there. I was there as a TA actually, which I would have thought I would have been there as a dance instructor or something like that, but I was not. But you have to humble yourself, and I spent that year, and I pretty much can tell you that it's slowly sinking into me that that year was my opportunity to be mentored, you know. Just by being able to observe how it was almost like seeing a larger picture of what Movements Unlimited can be. Because although we had a large space, we had a 9,000 square foot space. Now I'm talking to you about being someplace where someone has an entire school, like the School for the Arts, you know, like in Baltimore, places like that. And so I believe that it was meant to do was to broaden my vision, to broaden my horizon, to broaden my scope, you know?
Yes, broaden your territory.
Yes.
You know, we limit ourselves on our dreams, but what we don't know, we don't know. We don't know what we don't know. So people are put in your path or you're put in a place and you got the lesson. And that is a lesson right there in itself. Be in the now. Because we don't know what the future's going to hold, but our Creator knows. So while we're saying, well, why is this happening? Why am I not having what, you know, success other people are having, are you doing everything you're supposed to do to be obedient? So you were obedient. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And her name, now that I remember her name, you know, at that moment I couldn't think of it, was having one of those moments. But anyway, Dr. Woodard is her name. And I just thought that it was just awesome that she had that vision to create a school that what it gives to children from pre-K, from K, I'm sorry, K through eighth grade at this point, they're going on to the, to a higher level sooner, you know, eventually. And that's her scope of her vision. But just to have that, you know, this is here in North Carolina. They don't even have a school for the arts at that level in Baltimore. They have theirs begins 9 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about K through 8. That's fantastic. So, yep. You know, we meet these people and they can, we like you're saying, we don't even realize that. I didn't even realize that moment that I was allowing myself to be mentored, you know.
Yes. Well, you are still, you are, to this day, as a result of that, you are an awesome mentor, and your team is blessed to have you, and I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I'm going to be getting more of my team members on these calls, so I want to thank y'all again for what you all are doing.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we're winding down. We're going to start to wrap up. We have a few minutes left, and as we wind down, I sent out the other day a thought for the day, and I think it's so appropriate in terms of some things that you shared this morning, Mama Jahi, and I want to read that and then let you close out with your last thoughts. And the thought for the day that I shared the other day goes like this. A little boy went into a drugstore, reached for a soda carton, and pulled it over to the telephone. He climbed onto the carton so that he could reach the buttons on the phone and proceeded to punch in the 7-digit phone number. The store owner was observing him and listening to the conversation. The boy said, "Lady, can you give me the job of cutting your lawn?" The woman responded on the other end of the phone, "I already have someone to cut my lawn." The boy, "Lady, I will cut your lawn for half the price of the person who cuts your lawn now." The woman, "I'm very satisfied with the person who is presently cutting my lawn." The boy with more persuasion, "Lady, I'll even sweep your curb and your sidewalk, so on Sunday you will have the prettiest lawn in all of Palm Beach, Florida." The woman, "No, thank you." With a smile on his face, the little boy replaced the receiver. The store owner, who was listening to all of this, walked over to the boy. The store owner, "Son, I like your attitude. I like that positive spirit, and I would like to offer you a job." The boy said, "No, thanks." The store owner, "But you were really pleading for one." The boy, "No, sir. I was just checking my performance at the job I already have. I'm the one who was working for that lady and cutting her lawn. I'm the one that she was talking to." See, the little boy was conducting his own version of self-appraisal. We should look to ourselves, find our weakness, work hard to throw those weaknesses away, always work hard, be honest, have full dedication, and will always pay up. And that was the thought for the day.
That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Well, I want to bring us to this to the close, and we say, if it's to be, it's up to we. To the Creator, my sisters, my brothers, we are stronger and more successful so long as we are we. This is Jasari's Love, and I thank you for a great day.
All right. Hey, people, you've been listening to Home Base 101, and with Home Base Business 101, it's been Friday, and this has been the Jasari's Love Show. And, hey, you know what time it is now as we wrap up. It's my time, it's your time, it's our time, and we close out with our theme song. Hey, make sure you tune in Sunday morning to the Gospel of Working from Home at 9. I'm trying to work on getting a special guest on this Sunday, and I will have that posted by Saturday. But tune on in, and, hey, thanks for tuning in to Home Based Business 101. It's our time.
That's calling me to wake up to what I We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to Success.